I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Unprecedented and stunning are not words you hear much to describe news from the Vatican. Then again, Catholic bishops don't often put out a statement that recognizes the gifts and qualities that gay people can offer the Church. The Catholic Church has traditionally condemned homosexuality, but apparently the bishops gathered in Rome this week are a bit more open-minded than they've been in the past. BuzzFeed's Lester Fader has written extensively on the Vatican. Lester, when you hear that line, homosexuals have gifts and qualities to offer to the Christian community, how do you react?
Well, I think it's amazing to see the Catholic leadership really struggle with a tension inside the Church. On the one hand, there's no sign that the Church is changing its fundamental feeling about homosexuality and about same-sex relationships. In that same statement, they reiterated that same-sex unions could not be regarded as the same as heterosexual marriage. But it is certainly clear there are elements inside the Church that are looking to end the really strict division on this and try to find a way to incorporate LGBT people inside the Church. And of course, the most important element in that discussion is the Pope himself, who has made several statements showing an openness to being inclusive, while always being fairly clear that that doctrine was not necessarily on the table up for change.
Pope Francis has brought a lot of change to the Vatican since he arrived on the scene last year. Does he have a lot of support within the Church hierarchy for this?
Well, clearly enough to be able to get a large number of leaders to have this discussion, but he's got very, very strong opposition as well. You know, in a kind of extraordinary move, right before the synod began, a group of conservative cardinals released a book not bending on LGBT rights, but also for holding a very strong line on changing the Church's teachings about divorce. But I would say that, you know, the Pope brings really interesting experience to this. He's the first pontiff to come from a country that has recognition for same-sex marriages. And he was the head in Argentina, yes. And we've seen since almost as soon as he became pope a desire to shift the conversation away from these so-called culture war issues and to open a space for some kind of reconciliation with gay Catholics, even though the Church really is in a position where it can't and doesn't want to change its actual teaching on homosexuality.
Right. If the Vatican pushes ahead on loosening policy, would it imply a change to teachings of the Church?
I don't know if it would apply a change to teachings, but it would certainly it would be a very substantial change in the way that it handles these issues. And it's actually worth pointing out that this discussion document is actually more dramatic in some ways in what it seems to be saying about where the Church is headed on divorce for a long time, as long as the Church has been teaching on this. There was an opposition to divorce to the point where people who had been divorced and remarried could not receive communion. And there is discussion language in this document, which is still under development, that seems to be suggesting there's looking for a path by which people who have divorced and remarried could at some point receive communion again. And that, from a doctrinal perspective, is a pretty extraordinary step if it were to happen.
If the Vatican chooses to push ahead with this, what about selling the idea to the flock?
Well, I think you get real receptiveness in Europe, you know, and perhaps the place where you might get the most immediate change would be Italy. It's the only country in Western Europe that does not have any legal recognition for same-sex couples. They're in the middle of a very harsh debate over a proposal to bring civil unions into effect. And even if the Church isn't changing its policy, it's expressing a more open-minded, a less hostile position. What will be interesting is in countries like Nigeria or Uganda, other places where there are these very politicized efforts to impose very extreme anti-gay laws.
So, Lester, how big a change is this, do you think?
It's a huge change to see a pope who is very actively trying to take down the tone of the debate is a major move. What that means in the long run and whether that gets to anything that looks like true acceptance of same-sex relationships, I think we're still a long way for that. But, you know, this is an institution that has existed for 1,000 years, and change takes time. You know, we are seeing a moment where we may be seeing the beginnings of a change in direction.
Lester Fader at BuzzFeed, thanks as always.
Thank you.